الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and sisters, because we don't have much time and there's a nikah also that is going to be performed before the Jummah khutbah, I will recite to you two ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which will basically sum up what I want to say. And undoubtedly, if you understand the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you do not need a bayan from any other human. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حَاضِرٌ. This dunya, material pursuit, the rewards of this dunya, they are all present. The glitter and the glamour of this world, the status and the dignity and honor of this world, they are all in the present. You are able to see it, you are able to hear it. It's all around you. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ. And those that will take advantage from these worldly benefits will be the righteous and the sinners. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ. And as for the Akhirah, وَعْدٌ صَادِقٌ. It is a true promise. You cannot see it. See, when Sahaba Ikram became Muslim, آمنوا برسول الله وصاروا رجال الآخرة. They brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then they became the people of the Akhirah. So the Akhirah is a true promise. يَحْكُمُ فِيهَا مَلِكٌ عَادِلٌ. And the one that will decide in the Akhirah will be a very just king, قادر, and a very powerful king. يُحِقُّ فِيهَا الْحَقِّ وَيُبْتِلَ الْبَاطِلِ. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is referred to in this hadith, He will make sure that those that were on truth and justice and the correct path, they will be rewarded likewise. And those that were on the wrong path, they will be also rewarded or punished likewise. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after showing us that these are the two groups of people that you will find in this world, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us some advice. He says, كُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. O people, you be from the people of Akhirah. You don't be from the people of dunya. This is the Nabi of Allah, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to guide mankind, who saw whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted him to see in Mi'raj, the one that received direct revelation from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is telling you, كُنُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. If you want my advice, if you want to follow what I'm saying, then you must become the children of Akhirah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And don't be the children of this dunya. وَإِنَّ كُلَّ أُمِّنْ يَتْبَعُهَا وَلَدُهَا. And verily, certainly, every mother is followed by her child. So you have chosen whichever way you want to go, and this is where you will end up. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man ahabba dunya, the one that will love this worldly life, the temporary gains of this life, adarra akhiratahu, he is definitely going to harm his akhirah. It is not that a person who wants to gain his dunya, he can do it in such a manner that there will be absolutely no encroachment on his akhirah. It can never be. Some way or the other, he will have to make a decision. And sometime, because he loves his dunya, then he will prefer a gain of the dunya over the gain of the akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَخِرَتَهُ. And as for that person who loves his akhirah, أَضَرَّ دُنْيَاهُ, he is definitely going to harm his dunya. See, he will be put into occasions whereby he will have to forego some of the material rewards, the hastened rewards, because akhirah rewards are delayed. So somewhere along the line, he will also have to make a decision. And definitely, if he loves his akhirah and he wants to be in everlasting bliss, and if he has preferred to be successful in the akhirah, then he is going to harm his dunya. Being that as the two ahadith that will encompass everything that I'm going to say today, now we ask ourselves, why is it that when occasions arise, events take place, then the Maulanas that speak to us, they only have one way of talking? And the youngsters would say they are always making life difficult for us. They don't really want us to live in the reality that is out there. Now, on one hand, the Maulanas are telling you that a very great auspicious night is going to dawn upon you, which is the 15th of Sha'ban, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive you. If anybody wishes that he wants to open a brand new slate, and he wants every past sin of his forgiven, then this is the night for you. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and his maghfirah, his forgiveness and mercy, will shower so torrentially on this night, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that Allah Ta'ala will forgive people even the number of the hair that a certain tribe which had the most amount of goats in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, which obviously is innumerable, countless. Allah is prepared to. And on the other hand, we have the Olympic Games. So there are two events taking place. Now, the Maulana, which one he's going to talk about? He's going to say Olympic Games, no good for you. Don't waste your time. See? You always, comes every year, and you're getting no benefit out of it. And that is the reality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Min husni islamil mar' tarku ma la ya'ni. From the beauty of a person's Islam is that he got nothing to do with vain, with something that is useless, that has absolutely no benefit. Is anybody going to give you a certificate that you viewed 4 Olympics in your life? Nobody's going to give you that. If you didn't know the names of the fastest runners for every 4 years, it gets you nowhere. Nothing of that will get you anywhere. Yes, what it would do to you is to take up your time and maybe encroach on your deen. And then you wouldn't know from which children are you. Are you the child of the dunya or the child of the akhirah? Becomes a very grave situation. So these two forces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this earth. One is the pulling and the drawing towards material pursuit, to have ajil, Quran calls it ajil, a hastened reward, to have it now and now, and to amass as much as I can of this world, to become important, dignified in the eyes of the people of this world. And the opposite of that is to put total tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill His commands with sincere conviction in the unseen rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sincere conviction in the everlasting rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become successful. These are two separate worlds. They have nothing to do with each other. Now what happens is sometimes a person is torn between, where do I stand? Am I from the child of this dunya, or am I from the child of the akhirah? Or is it that sometime I got my leg on this side and sometime I got my leg on that side? And this is what happens to most of us. So when the occasion of Shab-e Barat comes about, or the occasion of Laylatul Qadr, or the month of Ramadan, then I'm yours. And when another occasion calls me, so if it is the Olympic Games, or it's the World Cup, or it's the Wimbledon, then I'm yours. See? Not realizing that you have to make a choice in your life. Otherwise there's going to be discontentment in your life, one. Two, you're not going to grow in either. Because every time you're moving forward, you're going 10 steps back. So there is no starting point for you anymore. And every occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives from a spiritual point of view, it is your first occasion. Whereas the reality of any event is that it is not the starting point. There is no one that can say that he wants to win a gold medal in the Olympics by starting off racing in the Olympics. He won't even qualify. See? But it's an opportunity to compete, to break all records. Yes. Because now, the competition is greater. And then the follow-up is so great, that if you listen to the news, it seems as if man has become much faster than he was 4 years ago. See? So what we are learning is that there is a build-up towards an event, and there is a follow-up after an event. On the spiritual side, it's big night. So we come there, and big night's over. Eid is over. Shaitan is back. So who is there to aspire for those strengths? On one hand, we have those who aspire to climb the highest mountain peak, those that want to break world records. And then you have the Sahaba Ikram, who were able to take charge of this world, who were able to fulfill the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement that Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wal ard. That this world has been subjugated for you. So even if a lion came along, they told the lion, you are who you are, but I am the Rasul of Allah. And this is my command to you. See? They would walk over water. The Sahaba were able to push fire with their hands when the occasion arose. See? These are all mentioned in Hayat Sahaba, all these stories. So who is there to aspire for that strength? Who is there to bring that alive? Then when you look at, after establishing that these are absolutely two realms of life, two different ways of living, that is why one of the TV channels, their slogan is "Join our world." Makes a lot of sense. Because you got to decide whose world you want to join. See? And especially to the Muslim is important. Which world does he want to benefit in? On one hand, that person who has joined this way of living, that he wants it all in this world and he wants to become the one that is, the hadith says, the child of the dunya, then he will love music. Music will be very melodious to his ear. And he will really enjoy this sound. And on the other hand, there's another individual who has accepted divine revelation. Not shahwa, not to fulfill the whims, his own whims and fancies and live in this world according to lust and desire. But he has accepted the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his way of living. As soon as the music comes on, he becomes perturbed. See? He becomes very agitated. It doesn't allow him to allow that sound to reach him. On one hand, this person has a certain appearance, the way he appears outwardly. See? Or how she appears outwardly. And then you take the other person, how he appears, how's his appearance when he goes out in society. And definitely, one is abominable to the other. Wear a full parda cloak or dress like how I'm dressing and going to a disco. And then dress like how they on the pitch, the female athletes, or by the swimming pool and go in front of the Kaaba. Can it ever blend? It can never blend. And then each one has his own occasion of izzah, of respect, dignity and honor. Where a hafiz of Quran, the whole masjid can be full. There could be any dignitary in the saf. Could be the mayor or the president. But until that 15-year-old hafiz of Quran doesn't take the musalla, he cannot read his salah. That's his occasion. See? And take that same hafiz up and put him in that, put him in front of the 100 meters final. He's useless. He's got no value on that occasion. Put him in the FIFA World Cup. What is he going to do with the ball? He may not even touch the ball. So fast for him. Then, this group of people, they have these occasions. Mi'raj, Hajj, Ramadan, Umrahs. They have their own outings. Whilst these people, they also know that we also got our slaves, we also got our followers, we also have those that have accepted our religion, so we gotta keep the episodes going. So when one event is over, the next event must kick in. Or the hype for the next event must kick in. Otherwise this person is gonna get bored. He wants to know, when's the next namaz? Where's the next ijtima gonna be? In their language, not our language. See? When is the next umrah? So they also got their salahs. And they also got their hajjs. Every 4 years. Or annually. Biannually. And we have ours too. And what you will find is that the one that is involved in this side, he is wholeheartedly in there. He's working towards it all the time. Take a long distance runner. At every event he has to be there. And he's working. He's giving himself fully towards it. See? And events are being provided for him. But the commitment and the passion that he has for what he is in, that is commendable. Whereas you look on this side, we become occasional. See, we wait for an event. And once the event passes, then we also passed away. See? Or maybe the problem is that we got one leg on this side and one leg on that side, if I may reiterate. We don't know where we are. And that could be the primary problem. And that is why when the Mulana comes on the minbar and he says, you know, a certain entertainment. Now even in the entertainment field, if you saw the first release, then the part two is going to come out. And then the part three. And likewise, after one match, then you must follow the whole league till the finals come. Everything is in episodes. Their whole religion is in episodes. And it gets bigger and bigger. So if you want to take part, you can become greater and greater, in inverted commas. You see? So every time an occasion arises for them, then the Mulana comes and says, we should not indulge. That is not part of your life. You see, Mulana is making our life short. Can't he be real? Same thing I said in introduction. I mean, where's the leeway here? We can't even breathe. See? But you are choking yourself. Because you don't know where you stand. On this, now there are many differences that will help each one of us to choose where we want to be. And let me just highlight a few because of the time. That we with certainty say that if you come on this side of the so-called fence, don't stay on the fence. If you come on this side of the fence, there is only contentment, peace, tranquility in reality. If you go on the other side, outwardly it will look very delicious, enlightening, very joyous, but the end result is very sour. And it only has discontentment in it. A simple example is of a person indulging in zina, in fornication, adultery, compared to a person taking a halal wife. That's an extreme situation. But in every occasion, to the extent that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal for the Muslims, it is pure. That means it is even and wholesome, which means that it is even good for your health from a material dunya point of view. And likewise, every action that was prescribed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe that this is the best way. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ. See? Who is better than the one that is inviting towards the best? See? Then the rewards are unique to each one. That means what Allah is going to give you and what man is going to give you. Besides one's temporary nature and the other one's everlasting nature, but even the type of reward that Allah gives and the type of reward that man will give you is two different things. Absolutely different. See? And when you practice that which Allah will give, what Allah wants from you, then you will find a type of reward that is real, that you can feel is it brings contentment and happiness, real happiness in a person. And on the other hand, you may find that the other side is fake. That's the ayat I read to you. Quran says, لَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Don't let this worldly life deceive you. But that's a discussion on its own. So likewise, the things that these people will take pride in, the others will feel shy. when one person tells the other person where, which resort he went for holiday and which show he attended. And you know, I had, what you call that, right in front, that seat, you know, the ring seat. The other poor fellow, he feels so deprived. He feels so deprived. And that other person, he attended some majlis or some talk, or he strove in a part of Allah. He cannot explain the ecstasy that he received from Allah Ta'ala. He can't. Person come from Hajj, you ask him, how was it? What can he tell you? He cannot tell you. See? Whilst this person is taking pride in what he indulged in, this person also takes pride, but they are in two different worlds. So my respected brothers and elders, the invitation to all of us is this, that we must look into ourselves, ask ourselves, where do we belong or where do we want to belong? And then decide, what steps am I going to take towards enhancing that line that I have chosen? And when occasions arise, when the month of Ramadan, when the occasion of Hajj, when the night of Shab-e Barat comes, then these are opportunities to excel. The hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is clear pertaining to the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see your competition amongst yourselves in exactly the same spirit of the talk that I'm giving you. Then only you will be able to grow. Otherwise, we are just going to remain where we are. And inshallah, at least we'll hold on to showing that South African Muslims are very good Muslims. Because in Ramzan, you can see Islam. In Hajj, you can see them in full force. See, on occasions, you can see them. Maybe sometimes you don't see this in other parts of the world. So we already got one accolade on our side, that, you know, we're very good Muslims. But it's questionable in reality. See? Now we need to go ahead of that. Let's aspire for something greater. And if each one of us make that intention, that from today I want to take stock of my life and I want to belong where Allah wants me to belong. And I want to be ultimately successful, then inshallah we will reach there. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.